8 minutes gone past the hour of four. You're listening to 92.3 Nigerian Info. I am Kalada Koribatubo, and it's time for us to continue conversations on Ad Facts. Right now, I want to remind you that the first round of the general elections will hold on Saturday, the 25th of February. Now, a lot of the focus yet again has been put on the presidential part of the election that will hold on Saturday. But you see, it's not just the presidential election that holds on Saturday, but also the national legislative election. And I bet that in almost all the campaigns that have gone on in Rivers State, the attention have been put more on the executive part of the election. Who you're going to vote for, you know, in the governorship election? Who you're going to vote for in the presidential election? Not much was said or is being said about the legislators. And even when they talk about the legislators or the people you would vote for in the legislative part of the election, not much is being said. Not much attention. When you talk about the executive, for instance, you talk about their manifestos. Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But you see, government is a three-armed institution, right? We've got the legislative, we've got the judiciary, and also the executive. Now, for the executive and the legislative, you vote the members in. The judiciary, they have their processes. So I want us to talk on this. And that's why I've invited a popular name as guest on the show this hour. And I have an associate professor of public law. I'm talking about Barrister Richard Wokucha. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
All right.
Good evening, Nigeria.
All right. Welcome. So let's do basic legal studies, so to say. How important is the legislative arm of government when we talk about the institution government?
Legislative arm of government in a democracy, in a modern state, it's not just very important. I think it's actually even more important than the executive. Because that's where the governance policies are formulated. There is nothing the executive will execute that is not policy formulated by the legislator. So even where the chief executive is not full of ideas, an effective legislature will come up with good policies and enact them into law, and the president will be duty bound to implement them.
Okay.
The legislature is also the supervisor of the executive. If they are not satisfied with how the budget is being implemented, they can demand explanations. The president or the executive answers to the legislature. They are the people's representative and the point at which the people really govern themselves or oversee their government. So the legislative arm of government is a very critical part of government. I guess part of the reason our state has not done excellently well or has not done impressively is that over a long time we have used the legislature as a place for rubber stamp candidates whom the chief executive will put in.
If I understand you very well, you're saying that for as many years that have gone by in the political space especially, that the people who have become legislators are people who were handpicked, if I heard you correctly.
In the states, for instance, the chief executive selects the bodies who will be in the legislature.
Okay.
They don't want problem and they want people who will do what they want them to do. Very often, in most of the states, you have very few independent bills coming from the House. You have mostly executive bills being passed by the House. So when you use the legislature as a clearing house and a house under your control, you lose the state. the service that the legislature is supposed to render. They're supposed to come up with ideas which the executive will execute. Mm. They're not supposed to be there to just sign and approve for the executive what the executive wants. They're also supposed to supervise them, moderate their excesses and activities, and all of that. So, the legislature is, in a way, the most sensitive part of the government. That is where democracy takes place, where the people really govern themselves.
But you know, if you have said that is the most sensitive part of government, why do you think then people pay little attention to the legislative arm of government? Because I want to think people pay much attention to the executive arm of government.
The executive offices are single offices, not constituency offices. So they loom larger than life. And they look very powerful because they do implementation, execution of policies. So they look very powerful. They control finance and all of that. So looked at from the Nigerian perspective of what we go to do in government most of the time, they are very powerful sources.
Okay.
So in a normal democracy, they are respectful offices that defers to the legislature. As you know, the legislature determines how long they stay there.
Mm.
If they misbehave, it is the legislature that can take care of them. So, if there is anything the executive office worries about and ought to defer to, is the legislature. Because the legislature retains the right. Excuse me.
Sorry.
To say that they are not doing well.
Mm.
And to get them off.
Sorry about that. Okay, so now that you've told us how important the legislators are and how powerful they also, you know, the positions are, what would you say about, or how would you score the legislative arm of government from 1999 up until now? Do you think, yes, they might have been handpicked, and maybe according to you, they only do the bidding of the chief executive, but do you think they've been able to do us some good as our representatives in government? Do you think they've been able to do some things that, you know, are people worthy, so to say?
They have largely just done their bit without doing much that they could have done. As I said earlier, the weakness of our democracy stems from the fact that the legislature is not fully active, has not been fully active and very active and independent. I think we would have had a better degree of governance, more responsible and more responsive government if our legislature were really independent and focusing on their work. We would have achieved a lot more.
Okay. When you say achieve a lot more, now I'm looking at it from the angle of, for instance, the current National Assembly has given us a modified Electoral Act that seems to empower Nigerians, you know, and seems to make it look like we might just have a free, fair, credible election. Do you think there are other bills like that? There are other laws that they might have enacted like that, that also empowers the people?
Yeah, they've done that. Those are the pluses or positive sides, the few positive examples you can cite. But even that reform has been too slow in coming, because there is too much difference to the executive.
Mm.
Even if you watch in the current or recent reforms we have had, you'll find that the position of legislative houses, especially at the state, have depended on what their governor thinks. That's not how it's supposed to be. As the people's representative, the overall interest of the people is supposed to be what determines how they function. But in Nigeria, we have developed the culture of legislative conduct being governed by executive approval instead of the other way around. So we could have done a lot more than they have done. Yes, in the Obasanjo Angels presidency, you recall we had the NDDC Act that the president did not, NDDC bill that the president did not agree to sign. Mm. They were able to override the president's veto and pass that bill into law. And the president has to execute because that's his constitutional duty to execute laws and policies laid down in laws. So, after that, less independent and deferring more to the executive. So we have also seen less improvement in governance in the country and growing impunity in government, in governance in this country. A lot of that rests on the legislature. The legislature holds the key to an effective and responsible government. It lies in the hands of the legislature. That's why you must elect the right people to the legislature. Otherwise, they will elect rubber stamps and you will get nothing better than what you have elected.
All right, then. Talking about electing the right legislators into office. When you watch campaign rallies or you watch election debates or all of that, the focus yet again. Sorry about that. The focus yet again is on the executive candidate. Oh, what are you going to do? How are you going to do what you're going to do? Nobody really questions the legislator. How do you think the voters should interact with legislative candidates who are aspiring to go into representation of the people? What kind of questions do you think these people should be asking from a legal perspective? For someone who has all of the what I'm talking about.
Politics is local and the interests of constituencies are distinct and local. Sometimes they converge and coincide. But most of the times, every constituency has this peculiar problem. Campaigns should not be political rallies where they have a jamboree. Constituent representatives should reach out to their people. They should be able to interact. The people should be able to ask them questions. How are you going to address peculiar problems of our environment? How are you going to address this and that problem that exists in our area that does not exist elsewhere? This is the area in which we have challenge. How can you prevail on the executive, or what role can you play to ensure that the government of your day is able to deal with these problems that affect us? These are the interactions that should exist between legislators and our world, the legislators and the electorate. That should convince the electorate to vote for them. That should be what the electorate answers to those questions will be. What will guide the electoral decision in deciding on which legislator to vote into our position? But those don't happen. The fine largely, they just wait for this rally, where they go for the jamboree, they hand flags and bring them, align them up. These are our candidates. We go out and we vote. So we also get nothing better than this is our governance.
The argument, or would I say the opinion of many Nigerians recently has been that the incoming president should be one that can, solve the plethora of problems bedeviling Nigeria as a nation. But then I'm of the opinion that the president alone will not be able to change the situation of Nigeria. He will need the other arms of government. How important, how crucial is the role? What do you think, the legislative, talking about the next administration, what do you think the legislative arm of government can also do to help the incoming president? Or let me rephrase, do you think the incoming president alone can change the situation of Nigeria?
The president can do little or nothing. Even the president desired policies and projects must first be contained in laws approved by the legislature.
Okay.
So, if you want desired change in Nigeria and you are looking forward to things being done differently, I would say begin by electing different kinds of people. Begin by changing your idea of whom you are electing to the legislature. As I said, and as I gave in the example of the NDDC, your problems are going to be solved through policies. Those policies are to be contained in laws passed by the legislature. If you are serious about not expected changes, put the right people in the legislature. Even if the chief executive doesn't buy the ideas, they will create the right policies that will solve the problem of the people. It doesn't lie in the hand of the chief executive. The legislature has more to do with respect to solving existing problems and achieving expected goals in a democracy. They have more to do than the chief executive. So I will say, pay attention to your legislature. Create for yourself a parliament, a legislature that will be people-oriented and that will do the work of the legislature. And I am sure that you will see a different degree of governance, because the government will be on its too.
All right.
The legislature will ensure that they do.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for your time. I think I should let you go so you can go rest and recover properly.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Barrister Richard Wokocha there. We'll go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show.
All right. So I had to let my guest go because he's not feeling too well. He's under the weather, as you could hear. He was coughing over and over again, so I had to let him go. So it's just you and I now, and we'll have the conversation on how well you know your legislative representatives and what they intend to do for your constituency, for your region, your community. How well do you know them? The elections, like I said, the first round of the elections will hold on Saturday, the 25th of February. The elections will hold on Saturday. I'm saying it over and over for emphasis. And it's not just for presidential candidates. Legislative candidates at the national level will also make it into, you know, governments by the end of that election, or when they are inaugurated or sworn into office eventually. And this is what I'm thinking. The government is three-armed, like I already said, and only the executive can get us to the promised land. This is my preferred candidate. I'm voting for him because he will change Nigeria. He will make Nigeria work. He will make Nigeria work again. But can he make Nigeria work, or can she make Nigeria work without legislators who have ideas? Like the guest said when he was on the phone with me, who can be creative? Who can say, oh, you know what? The economy is not working, so let's look at it from a legal angle and make this legislation. Or who can say, oh, insecurity has lingered for too long, you know, let's make this legislation. Or call the executive member to order. What we see, you know, they will call some ministers and the ministers will say, I'm not coming. They will call some appointees. I'm not coming. Or, you know, sometimes they snub. And when they even go and sit before the committee, the legislative committee, they talk as if it is one of their boys. You remember the Honorable Minister, off your mic. I know that's wrong English, but that's what happened on that day. Honorable Minister, off your mic. And so I'm thinking, we going to continue to ignore the importance of the legislative assembly? Or are we becoming aware of the significance? And if we are becoming aware of the significance of the legislative assembly, do you know your representatives? The people who are vying to represent your constituency, do you know them? Do you know what they plan to do for you? Or will they just go and sit and collect the sitting allowance and collect the newspaper allowance and collect the torchlight allowance? Because the National Assembly is, you know, I like to think another cash cow in this country, because the allowances that they collect, my goodness. And if you remember sometime last year, was it last year? I think it was last year. Some legislators came out and said, see, for the work that we do, we don't collect enough money. We don't have enough money. You people are not paying us enough. And then I'm thinking, how much are you being paid? When you look at the basic salary and then all of the allowances, for such a work, or rather for such a pay, Nigeria should be working and working optimally. But what do I know? And that's why I'm going to open the phone lines now and allow you listening to join the conversation. And you tell me what community or constituency you are from, and if you know the representative. I don't want his name. It's not a campaign ground. I don't want you to, you know, call your party. I don't want to do all of that. It's talk for development. You tell me, okay, I know the person and this is what I think this person will do. I just want to be sure. And if you do not know, this is the time for you to begin to do your research. Because what I understand is, a lot of the times when we go to vote, they give us the ballot papers, one for the presidential, the other for the legislative candidates. And then when we vote, because we know who we want to vote for the presidential, then we begin to do tumbo tumbo. You know what tumbo tumbo is? We begin to do tumbo tumbo for the legislative arm of government. All right, 0700-923-0923 is the number to call me with right now. You can call into the studio with that number. For messages, whether it's WhatsApp, text message, or the Telegram message, you can send it to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We're live on Facebook and on Twitter. The handle is Nigeria Info PH. Nigeria Info PH. All right. Let the conversations begin. How well do you know? And see, you know what? You know, I feel like if I had said, how well do you know the presidential candidates, the calls, or the people that usually would call will be more. But let's do an experiment. Let's just take notes. How many people were calling to say that they know their representative? Or representatives, whether it's at the state level, whether it's at the federal level, not many people know. And I think they should begin to do their research. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening.
Which is it now? Which one am I going to answer? Good evening to you, welcome.
Good evening.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Niafide Lizella. I'm calling all the way from Elumbu Kote State, precisely.
All right, and welcome.
Yeah, I listened to the program, and I listened to the talk of my learned professional who talked about the legislative and their importance for governance. Going by the Nigerian system of government from 1999 to today, I think the legislative are more like a barking dog than the actual legislative that we know.
When you say backing door, what do you mean by that? I don't understand.
As in most times, look at the 1999 when Okadibo was the Senate President. They did their best. Actually, they worked. But at some point, they were squeezed out of relevance. And then they became only those who back. And then the President, they all respond.
So you're saying they were more like
the Jonathan regime and the Yar'Adua regime. They tried to raise their head, and somehow they were muzzled out. At every point, they are actually modular. What changed was from this Buhari regime, from the 2015 till date, 8 years from now, the first set of the legislative with the likes of Saraki, we're backing. We're all
so you're saying they are more of words. They are more of words. Can you hear me?
It was almost a rubber stamp senator. You look at almost all the whole state. What are the legislatures doing? My state, I'm from Benue State precisely. What is the effect and the impact of these legislators in Benue State? We hardly notice their impact. They are only there to collect the allowances and then accept whatever the government say, and then they go away. They don't put the effort. So how do you expect Nigerian populace, the common man, to begin to notice their importance? How do you expect them, us, the common man, on a day-to-day business, to feel the literature?
But don't you think? It's just that the connect. Can you hear me correctly now or clearly?
Yeah.
All right. I was saying, first of all, when you said backing, does it mean you're saying words with no action? Two, when you say
action, they don't act. They only talk.
Okay.
And when they talk, sometimes they are muzzled down.
Okay. And when you then say, why should the common man be interested in the activities of the legislative arm of government? I'm wondering, in the first place, is it not because of the indifference of the common man that we have the kind of legislative system that you have described?
No, it is not because of the indifference of the common man. It's because the legislative arm itself has shown that even if you elect them there, they are always being muzzled down by the executive. So what we begin now first as a common man is to get the right executive first. Then let's begin with the right executive. If you have the right executive, then you begin to think about who becomes your legislature. Because if at the end of the day, whatever the legislative does, the executive always muzzles them down.
Okay.
So why are we so focused about them?
So you're feeling that whoever you vote in and he happens to be the right person, he will muzzle the legislative arm of government if the legislative arm of government is a bad one. That's what you're saying.
The system in Nigeria has just told us.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Interesting angle there. But what's your take on this? How well do you know your legislative representative and what they plan to do for you if voted into office? The last person apparently says it does not care because they are always muzzled out by the executive. 92.3 Nigerian Info. Ooh, for connection there. All right, I'm going to take this one. 92.3.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening to you. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Ibiso from Odili Road.
All right, Ibiso from Odili Road, welcome.
Okay, concerning the matter on ground, I'm from Trombia, Degima local government area.
Okay.
So the person that is representing my Degima Boni zone. I will call his name because he's not contesting.
Okay.
Father Dagogo.
Okay.
At least he moved a bill for polytechnic to come to Trombia. And Federal Medical Center to Bonny, which is still first, I think it's the second region or third region. So it's for the president to sign it to law. Why some of these people, let me say why some of the ministers or the DGs, when they invite them, they look down on the legislators. Now they do. Most of the legislators, they want them to give them money. And some of these people are former members of the Red Chamber and the Green Chamber.
Okay.
So they know what the people want. Mm. And when, for example, Canada now, as you're working in Nigeria Info, what you are doing is, you know what you are doing is right. You understand? And they are inviting you. You know what they want. So what you are doing is like, you just keep, you know, sometimes you just say, okay, let me go and see them. They know that Canada, what you are doing is right. They will say, leave this big English and give us what belongs to us. Some of them going there, Canada, they are even lobbying to be in a committee that is juicy. They don't think about that. Now, when the election is coming now, you see some of them bringing medical items, treating people eye, giving them malaria meds and all the rest. Meanwhile, that money that they're using, suppose it's that is their own pocket money, it's not pocket money. It's the money that they give them for their project that they lock down. So, bring old women and give them glass. Visiting. So, some of them don't know why they're there. Why they're there is to just put money in their pocket. When they come, people hail them, honorable, welcome. That is what they are doing. They don't want to represent the people.
All right.
Some of them are passing good law. bringing good things in to come to the area that will bring development. Why some of them, my whole member, you will want to ask your friend, so the person, keep they as assembly or not? They have to spend the allowance money. So when I go there, we will sleep. And
all right. I hope you know your current or the people vying for that position, because you just said Farah Dagogo is not going back, which I just remembered he's not.
Yes.
I hope you know the current
position,
sorry.
I will look very well. I don't want to vote people that will impose on us.
All right.
Me, because I will vote the person that I know that this person is confident.
All right.
The young man has the 2 or 3 views and is going for the president to sign it. That young man tries.
All right. All right, then. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yep. The young man tried, he said. 92.3, Nigerian Info.
Mr. Kalada, I greet you so much. KDB, I greet you so much. Good afternoon.
Good evening, it is. Welcome. What's your name?
Good evening, anyone. It depends on the time and zone. You're choosing. All right. Mr. Kalada, my name is Richard. I'm calling from Rumigbo.
All right, Richard from Rumigbo. Welcome.
I want to disagree with the previous caller before this last caller.
Okay.
That said, the executive is the most important arm. I disagree in totality.
All right.
There's a reason why the lawmakers was produced. In fact, the reason why we're living in democracy, I've read a lot about Aristotle's book. The guy, the first author that started this whole thing, which is the Greek world back in the day, the Romans. And Aristotle wrote something that's called Politics, a book on politics. And he said the introduction of the legislature, the lawmakers, is what differentiates democracy or politics as per monarchy or aristocracy or autocracy, anyone want to call it, from democracy, the real actual democracy, the presence. That's what the question is, because the executive can be called like the king, for example. The judiciary is always in everywhere. Everybody have their own law court and the way they judge. But you see, that's what they call lawmakers. They are the most important. We had this conversation some time ago with Dial. They are the most important arm. If you fail in the legislatures, you fail everywhere.
All right.
You fail in your executive, you fail in your judiciary.
So do you know your legislators now? Now let's bring it to our conversation. Do you know?
I don't know, Canada. Because they don't even do anything. They don't even come out. It's not now. I know one or two of them that's coming out, and I'm listening to them. That's the point. We need to even increase their own volume more for us to hear. Not even this governor. Downplay those. We need the volume, those governors. We need the executive to tune down. These are the people we need to listen to, because the decisions they take in that upper chamber or lower chamber, whatever they call it, will make our lives either good or give us disaster. That's my own take.
All right. But then again, you're voting on Saturday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely.
So, if you do not know the people vying for that position, who are you going to vote then?
No, like I said, I am listening to these two right now. The two. I said the previous one, I don't know.
Okay.
The one that was there. That one is non-existent. That one was like people call it now, about stamp, the handpiece. I don't know what she's doing there. It's just there, collect whatever. But this one, I'm listening to them, at least for the party. For the party line, I've listened to two different candidates from that side. Let me just listen more.
All right.
I'll make this. I'm trying to listen positively, so I will differentiate the tune. But I'm not speaking some gibberish. So we'll bring up the line.
All right, thank you very much.
By the way, talking is also important. By the way, that's how they convinced me.
All right.
It's when they talk that will convince me.
All right.
They are not acting yet.
All
so
right.
You have to speak right for me to understand.
All right, thank you very much there.
Very much.
92.3.
Yeah, Kalada, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening.
Oh, what's happening? It's good evening. What's your name?
My name is Larry.
All right, Larry, welcome.
Yeah, this is the important question you are asking, whether if we know our legislation. So, see, most of us, we don't know, because before, there was some time your representative will come home and tell you, talk to you, and sometimes you see project they do somewhere. And more especially, when they are in their chamber, why we elected them is for them to represent us. Tell the federal government or the president what the people they are representing need in their area. Okay? And make a good law that we favor the people. But today, my brother, they are there for their extra code, what we enter into their pocket.
All right.
They don't know if people are suffering. They don't know whether they are representing people where they are our representator. They become law. Anytime they come to the village, you see them with army, group of army, and they will pursue you like say you are a beggar. Okay? So this time around, I will urge everybody to open their eyes.
Before you urge people to open their eyes, do you know the legislators vying to represent your constituency? Do you know from the different political parties?
I know all of them.
I know all of them. All right. Have you listened to their manifestos?
Sorry?
Have you listened to their manifestos?
The people that are representing me, all of them are PDP. The governor, we don't allow them to talk.
I'm not talking about the people. Listen now. I'm not talking about the people representing, the people who are applying to represent you.
Okay, the people that are applying now.
Yes.
Okay, yes. I know the senator of the Labour Party that is applying now. I know him very well.
Apart from the senator of the Labour Party.
Manifesto.
Okay.
And it's a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
a good one. I know him very well, and he's helping a lot of people, even when he's not yet there. He's helping a lot of boys from my senatorial district.
So it's just the senator from Labour Party that you know?
Sorry?
I'm asking, it's just the senator from the Labour Party in your area that you know?
I know all the political parties, but I'm telling you the one that I've given
you. Okay. All right, then.
Manifesto.
All right, then. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time there. Let's take this call. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening to you. What's
your
name?
I'm Levinus Njoku calling from Echiye.
All right, Levinus Njoku,
welcome.
I know
the candidate then in Echiye constituency 1. I'm from Ibodo precisely.
Mm.
Then I know him very well. And I know the House of Representatives candidate in Echiye. I know the Senate. Very good now that all the parties zoned their senatorial candidates to the HOHA in particular.
Mm.
I know all of them. And
have you listened to their manifestos?
Yes. And all of them are good though. Of the truth, all of them are good.
Mm.
It will take HOHA people a lot of pain then and carefulness to select the best amongst them.
Mm.
But in constituency 1, House of Assembly, of the truth, Ignatius Onwuka.
I've not said you should call name. Remember the rule: no name calling, please.
Okay,
we're not doing campaign on the show.
That of constituency 1 is good. The House of Reps in a chair that will bring a lot of confusion because the two major candidates there, they are both good.
All right.
The senatorial, they are also good. It will also bring problem unless brothers and sisters from the other areas within the senatorial zone. We help us out.
All right. So they are all good, you said.
I know who will win.
All right.
And I know all of them. They know me too.
You can't know who will win until the election day. But thank you nonetheless for calling in. Thank you very much for your time. We've got the commercial break coming shortly. Let's see this one now. This one says, the legislative candidates always hide behind the president or the governor because they believe voting for the executive from the same party is like voting for them. That is why they decamp when they find their ways at the red chamber. They are making laws that interest the executive, not even the electorate. Oyenucheya Stephen. All right, thank you for that one. This one says, afternoon, Kalada. Evening. Afternoon depends on your choice, okay? From 4 to 5 is still... Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that one. This one says, greetings, Kalada. Indamati Onunwa for federal... Okay, that's not what I asked you to do. I'm not asking you to tell me who your preferred legislative candidate is. Good day, presenter. On our world, we know our representatives. I am from Degema community in the Degema Boni constituency. With our type of democracy, it makes no sense knowing a legislator. The Degema people are mere slaves in the hands of our political representatives. The only time they know Degema is during the election and not after the election. That is the Degema situation. Elder Joel Adolphus from Degema. Interesting. So are you saying you do not know the current legislators? Wow. Wow. This is really a critical conversation. The elections, the first round of it, will start on Saturday. My goodness.